you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And then have the decency to change his shirt. Nasty. A menace to society.
What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast. A podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop culture. And today, she's back.
I'm back. What's up, girl?
Hey, if you haven't heard, if you don't know the voice, and you should know it because you've only been gone a few days, A-Dub has returned.
I have. It's so good to be back, Asia. I missed talking about hip hop for, what was it, 5-something days?
Yes.
So it's good to be back. We got to get back into the swing of things.
We do. We do. Well, as she said, that's A-Dub. I'm your other host, Asia Sky. And there's a couple things for you to get to on your first day back.
Yes.
We got Young Thug and Gunna. They just posted bond for 30 different inmates in Georgia. Kanye West just raised $1 million for DMX's family. And some of Kanye's old Yeezys just sold for $1.8 million.
A lot of money going on with Kanye West here.
Clearly, this man is a hot commodity. We also have Tyrese, who was tripping hard on Oscars weekend.
Bugging.
Yeah, he did some things with his girlfriend on the internet. Was it on Instagram?
Instagram, Twitter, it's everywhere now, so...
Okay, so we'll dive into that as well. And then we have Drake, who linked up with JID in the studio. And the Migos are giving a little behind-the-scenes look at the process of making Culture 3. So let's get to it. All right, starting off with some good news. Young Thug and Gunna just did some great charity work. They posted the bond for 30 different inmates in Fulton County, Georgia.
Sheesh, that's crazy. 30? That's a lot.
Come on, we gotta applaud that.
Gotta do that.
They freed them out there.
They're free. So, yeah, a news channel in Atlanta had reached out to Gunna and Young Thug, and they were on the news about it. And they're basically talking about how most of the men and women were being held on minor offenses, but they couldn't get out because they didn't have the money. So here comes Young Thug and Gunna to post up all the bond for 30 inmates. So that's pretty.
That's fire.
That's generous. That's
nice. That is fire. Nah, that's dope, though. Can we hear a little bit of what Thug and Gunna had to say about it?
Yeah, here goes the news clip that they posted.
We just woke up and went to the jail with the lawyer and, you know, DAs and on the prosecutors and, you know, the bonding companies and just got as many people as we can out, probably like 20 or 30 people.
That's fire, though. You see the kids running up to their parents as they're getting out. You see everybody's happy to be walking out those walls. Like, that was dope of them to do.
Yeah, it's like it looks bright and cheerful in Atlanta as they're coming out and watching the news.
They walked out to a sunny day.
Right, so it looks good. Good for them.
Yeah, no, that's great. Also, in other good news, other great charity work or just giving back, Kanye West raised over $1 million for DMX's family recently.
Yeah, Kanye West had put out like a DMX tribute shirt, and all the proceeds were going to DMX's family and things like that. And that t-shirt had 100 million. Let me not get ahead of myself. $1 million in sales. So all that goes into DMX's family and helping and everything. So that's a lot of money there too.
No, for real. And it was dope because Kanye collaborated with Balenciaga to do the t-shirt. And it has DMX on the front. It has a you know, signature DMX type picture on there.
Yeah.
And then on the back it says "In Loving Memory." And they were selling the shirts for $200. So at first I'm like, okay, Kanye West, Balenciaga, making $200 off DMX shirts. That don't really sound good to me. Like, that sounds like some nonsense going on. But then when I saw that the proceeds were going all to his family, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that makes sense then.
Yeah, but the 200 price tag gets me. Like, I get it's Kanye, DMX, and Balenciaga, a big trio, but
for Kanye to get with Balenciaga, though, I knew there was going to be a hefty price tag on it. Yeah. Just because it's both of those entities. Like, Yeezy doesn't have any type of things that are kind of in that lower range.
You're right.
You know Balenciaga costs a lot, so I mean, I wasn't surprised by the price tag, but I was happy to hear that all of it is going to go to his family, because that's what's important right there. I don't need people trying to, you know, come profit off the death if you're not going to give back to the family. So that was dope.
Yeah, true. I'd rather have the nice t-shirt, the show commemoration, things like that, besides a pamphlet or a keychain. So I guess it works out. T-shirt.
Yeah.
Kanye West's image and like working with brands and for the price tag and all going to DMX's family. So yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, while we're on the subject of DMX, he just got his own day in the city of New York. Come on now.
Applause, applause, applause. Clap it up.
Let's go.
Yes.
He deserves it though. Yeah, so the official day is going to be December 18th every year in New York City. So you know, I don't know if they're going to have big festivities planned or if they're going to do a big cookout every year on December 18th, but I'm sure there's going to be some sort of festivities planned each year on this day.
Yeah, I think that's a good look. You know, DMX's home is New York. The state giving you a whole day, December 18th, that's pretty big. A lot of fans and friends and family can appreciate that and, you know, being recognized by your home state. So that's big.
That's an honor. Mm-hmm. That is an honor. And I'm glad they did that for him. I'm glad all of this stuff is coming so quick. Like from the memorial service / celebration of life to the commemorative shirt selling over a million to him getting his own day. Like, they're really honoring DMX the way that they're supposed to honor him. So I'm super, super happy about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and we were talking about Kanye West. So let's talk about these shoes. These Air Yeezys, the original Yeezys, not the one that are out on Adidas now, but the original Yeezy prototype for the first Kanye West Yeezys has sold. And this price tag, you called the Balenciaga shirt expensive.
Okay.
This is a whole different level of expensive, all right?
Yes. So the prototype is selling for $1.8 million.
Million!
Million dollars.
$1.8 million for a pair of Yeezys. The original pair of Yeezys, Kanye's Yeezys, but still $1.8 million. This is the most expensive sneaker that's ever been sold. Like, this is history making right here.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine it being going to a Yeezy shoe compared to like a Jordan or, you know, something else, something Nike.
But that's the second most expensive one. Some Jordans, like it's the Yeezy and then it's Michael Jordan's Jordans. Those are the two most expensive sneakers that have ever been sold.
Oh, got you. That's crazy. Kanye West beat out Jordan.
Exactly.
What?
That is wild. Now, I'm curious to know, is this money going directly to Kanye West? Like, did somebody else own the pair of Yeezys? Like, what? I wonder how all of that worked out.
I think I saw where it is somebody who would put the prototype on bid. So it wasn't like Kanye made an eBay account or whatever and put it up there. I think someone else had this prototype and was selling it. So I guess that person is going to get this $1.8 million.
Woo, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
That's big money talk. So
yes.
I want to know how he got the prototype. Like,
that's one interesting. Prototype? He might have bidded on it earlier before. I guess Yeezys were such in hot demand, like before the Adidas deal and everything like that. Maybe they already had them in their possession.
Oh, maybe. That
and
could be true.
Like, whoa, this is valuable enough to auction off now.
And they were like, let me sit on it. Let me wait on it. And then they got that big money.
Yes. Mm. Well, off of getting big money, on to things that just confuse, shock, befuddled the internet.
Disgusted to me.
All types of things. Basically, long story short, Tyrese was out here tripping. He was bugging. Yep. What did he grace the Instagram streets with this weekend?
Tyrese is just... I just look at his bald head and I get like, what are you doing? Like, you're always on Instagram doing something. But he posted a video of him and you just see his face because his girlfriend, Zelly, who is 25, by the way.
Wow.
And Tyrese is 42. So you got that going on. You got that going on. He posted a video of him basically shaving her bikini line. on Sunday.
On Instagram.
On Instagram story.
Like, he shows the actual process of him shaving it.
From the camera angle, it's like, say if you're laying back and your, like, feet are up.
It's like a POV.
POV of you looking at Tyrese shaving your hoo-ha down there. So,
yo, what's his problem?
Why would you be doing that? Why are you letting it get filmed? It's weird. I don't know.
I am confusion.
Me too. The girl, I think she captioned, "I will never let go of my king, but does your man shave you though?" And then posted it with an eye roll emoji.
Okay.
So, and in the video, Tyrese is explaining what he was going to do, saying, "I'm going to put the creamer on it first and then mix it with some oil."
I don't have anything for that. I don't even know. Like, I'm struggling to understand.
Yeah, literally.
The purpose, like, of this.
I don't get it. Like, what makes you think, why would you just film it? Why is Tyrese doing
this? That's the part
this?
I don't get. Like, if you want to help your woman, that's cool. That's great. You're a helpful man. Like,
yeah.
But to film it and put it on Instagram, I just don't see what the purpose was serving. Unless he just, like, was, oh, let's get some attention on Instagram real quick and right. then do that.
Yeah, they're saying, like, oh, he did it for clout or did it for, like, a little, like you said, a little tension.
I don't even know if Tyrese does things for clout, though, at this point. Like, I think that's just who he is. Like, oh, hey, I'm doing this, so let me record it. Like, I don't know if it's for clout at this point, because this has been a continuous behavior over years of time. So I don't know if it's just for clout or if it's just Tyrese.
I think, like, Tyrese holds, like, the most, like, the most embarrassing person on Instagram, like, from crying to...
What more do you want from me?
This still hits, like, you know, everybody still says that. Like,
you know what? He has given us moments and memes galore on social media, so we do thank him for that, but keep your girlfriend's nether regions off of our IG timelines, please. Please. Yes.
But people are roasting him on Twitter. Some of the Twitter comments I saw was someone said, "Nah, Tyrese really shaved his girl's coochie on IG and hosted an Oscar viewing party in the same night and didn't have the decency to change his shirt. Nasty, a menace to society."
It was Oscar night. Yo! Yeah. Everybody was at his Oscar party too. It was like Jamie Foxx and all of them over there. They yeah. were like cheering for Jamie's award because Jamie won the Oscar. Right. And then right after that, I guess, is when he went to go shave her.
I'm guessing, like, how you just go from Oscar party to shaving
party. He was probably in there taking shots, eating hot wings yeah. and tequila and everything else, and just went to go shave his girlfriend. I don't know, man.
You hate
strange,
to see it.
Strange things.
Weird. It's weird in the Tyrese household.
Now, speaking of things that went down in L.A. this past weekend, Drake was out there linking everybody.
Yeah, besides us. He linked everybody else. He linked up with JID. They posted a picture together, and everybody got excited for that.
Because I just figure, like, you know, two lyricists of that caliber mm-hmm. would naturally be making music together if they're linking up, right?
I would hope so. I would really hope so. If they just did, a photo op, I'd be so mad. I was like, you got to have a song somewhere.
Right. Yeah, don't put out that picture. Don't show us that picture unless there is a song attached to it.
Exactly.
So whether it's on Certified Lover Boy or whether it's on the Forever Story, I don't care which one, but just let there be some sort of music happening with that.
Yeah, just don't be like, hey, yo, bro, let's take this pic real quick. We need music from both of you, both Drake and JID.
Exactly. Drake was also out there linking up with Damson Idris, who plays Franklin on Snowfall. Like, Drake was out there out in L.A. being mixy.
He was being mixy.
Then I saw Rihanna out in L.A. too. I'm not saying the two are connected. I'm just saying mm-hmm. I saw Riri out there giving us looks. Everybody was in L.A. basically this weekend.
Yeah, basically. Big star sighting out in L.A. this past weekend. So, yeah.
Certainly. Speaking of potential new music, the Migos put out a video of them working on Culture 3, a little behind the scenes video they dropped off.
Does the video like show like anything? Like, can you tell anything from the video? Or
they were in the studio. It was Quavo and Takeoff. They're going back and forth, basically trying to figure out a lyric, and Quavo's like coaching Takeoff how to say it, and they're just like figuring out the song, basically. So they're showing us the process of making the album.
Okay, bet.
Yeah, like a little quick in the studio, us, yeah, we out here working video.
So clearly it's not finished yet. They still added some finishing touches.
Of course. It's done. So I remember like a while back, I think they said they were dropping it in April. Mm-hmm. That's what they were shooting for. I don't think that's going to happen. There's a few more days left in April. So unless they plan on dropping it this Friday, which it doesn't look like it's ready, judging by that video. But unless they plan on dropping it then I guess we're going to have to wait some more months.
May, June, July, Asia. I'm getting tired of waiting now.
Who knows at this point? Maybe it's better people don't give release dates nowadays because they don't stick to them.
Yeah, just pull, I think we said before in the episode, pull a Beyonce and just drop it now because we're always on our phone, so we're going to see it regardless.
Yeah, we are. I just miss the days of, just have the album ready and then set the release date. And then, boom, this eliminates the whole problem. Just don't say anything until the album is fully recorded, mixed, mastered, and then maybe, set a release date for a week out after that or something.
Yeah.
2 weeks out,
You would think they would plan it better.
Yeah.
Nowadays. And it baffles me when you said that, too, because I remember the days in a show at my age when, music was on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go to, Circuit City or Walmart. And they had the new album right there on that Tuesday that they said it was going to be there. Now it's, nobody can get a date right.
Yeah. But we'll be waiting on it. We still want to hear Culture 3. We still want to hear Certified Lover Boy. Yep. We still want to hear The Forever Story. We still want to hear Khalid.
Yes.
We still want to hear anything from Kendrick Lamar, even a song at this point. We want this new music.
Period. New music us, please.
Come on. That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. Wherever you're listening to us in your speakers right now, subscribe to us on that app. And tell 3 friends to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I'm at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A Dub on everything too.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.